Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. So glad you could join us. Coming up on this week's storming show, Hello Froyo. It's here and you like it, just not if you're on Vodafone, Brad Short. Rumours of a Wii 2 or Wii in Roman numerals. Thanks, Surfer Dibs, for that joke. Rim lights a torch.
Ha ha!
Thank you, Duncan, for a new BlackBerry OS, but runs into trouble in the Middle East. And the 10 golden rules to iPad ownership, or at least as many golden rules as we can remember, slash makeup. So, let me introduce my co-hosts. All three of them this week in reverse alphabetical order by surname. It's Luke Johnson, Adam Bunker, and T3's ever-available pod star, Mr. Duncan Bell.
Ever-available, thank you. That's brilliant.
Welcome.
So, high praise indeed.
He's always here.
It's one thing you can say about Duncan.
He is available.
He does turn up every
bar mitzvahs, weddings, yep. You name
openings.
It. We, eh? Pretty good. We...
Get it?
In Roman numerals.
Yeah, I'll be
chuckling about that.
Two eyes on.
For the rest of the evening, I reckon.
Anyway, Dunk, it's rant time. What's crawled into your psyche and died this week?
Oh, lovely image. Well, I never thought I'd say this, but I almost feel like it's time to stop having a go at Apple. It's just become
what?
A bit... it's just become cruel.
It's cliched, really, isn't it?
It's become old. Because everybody's saying, you know, Apple used to be kind of the underdog. Microsoft was the dominant force, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Now they're no longer the underdogs, so everybody hates them. But they've had such a kicking of late, and not always very fairly. I think they've almost gone back to being the underdog, and being English, I have to support, I have to warm to the underdog.
You're feeling sorry for Apple?
Well, yeah, because I was looking at a thing on the Telegraph, and I think they reviewed the Galaxy S or something, or some such phone, which is a good phone, not knocking the Galaxy S. But underneath, somebody said, so is it better than the iPhone? And then the next poster rather waggishly put, if you can make phone calls on it, then it must be better than the iPhone. And like about 38 people had recommended the comment. Which I think it might even have been on the Times. And only about 38 people comment on the Times anymore ever since they started charging. So that was everybody who reads the Times. Thought it was a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant joke. But you can make phone calls on the iPhone 4, you see. And it doesn't actually make any difference, the whole corner thing. So I don't know. So I don't know that I agree. We should. I think we should end the Apple hate and think positive.
You were saying this morning, Luke, weren't you, in our meeting, like it was such a big thing across all like the newspapers and the websites and stuff like that. This Apple antenna thing, and now everyone's just forgotten about it because everything's been reported.
That's
can be reported.
That's the nature of news, you see.
But it's more that everybody now thinks everybody literally thinks that the iPhone 4 is a non-operational device that you cannot make phone calls on.
Well,
that's bollocks, yeah. I'm afraid. I've exchanged emails with people who've emailed in, basically saying, oh, how can you give it 5 stars? It doesn't do its primary purpose. And I've seen emailed back saying, it does do its primary purpose. Did you read the review? We said in the review, the signal issue doesn't actually, it hasn't caused us to lose any, drop any phone calls or... And they just like, I don't know, they just think we're lying. And we wouldn't lie.
So Apple, we like them again.
We like them again. It has to be said, the reason I'm able to speak with reasonably high authority on this is because I got a free iPhone 4.
Oh, here we go.
So the lesson here,
it's completely unbiased,
Apple, is if you give me free stuff,
right,
then I'm in a position to say nice things about your products. If not, I have to speak from a position of ignorance, like most people do. So I don't know. I'm not saying anything, but you can draw your own conclusions from that, Apple.
Okay. I'll also extend that offer.
Yeah,
I would like free.
There
things.
We are. So that's an offer from all of us. Send more gear.
that's the end of the podcast.
To our top story. And well, Rim could have snatched it with the launch of BlackBerry OS 6.0, but they didn't send us any free ones. No, but instead it's been the arrival of Froyo on UK handsets that's been hogging all the headlines. Android 2.2 hit the HTC Desire last Saturday. It's been well received.
Mr. Froyo.
Yeah.
Mr. Froyo.
Froyo as in frozen yogurt, not as in small fairy
creatures.
Yeah,
I know. I'm still chuckling because you said rim and snatch in the same sentence.
Hey.
So, what was the question again?
It's been well received.
Yeah, well, it seems to be really good. Funnily enough, talking about Apple and things that Apple does or doesn't do, a lot of people are really keen on the Flash Player, which is now, it's not exactly part of Froyo, but Froyo...
It now supports Flash.
Facilitates
Adobe Flash.
Flash 10.1.
Yeah, we had a look at it yesterday.
Not very
office.
Good.
it's good. Well, we load up T3.com and like the carousel, which up until now was just kind of you know, loaded down as kind of images.
Yeah, yeah.
It actually works as a character.
Okay, nice.
Does the video start fairly promptly as well?
I think it did, yeah.
Because on my I briefly had a desire, and the video did work, and it was quite impressive, but I did have to wait bloody ages for it to appear.
Yeah, no, that was
but
I don't know if that's... I think.
Nice. So, does it kill the battery? Because that's the thing everybody's been saying.
Enough, but I'll be able to tell you when Vodafone kind of gets into gear and gives me...
Yes, we'll come to
that. Oh, you're stuck with that.
Of course, iPlayer now works, because that's all Flash-based.
Yeah, that's... Oh, sorry, yeah, that was the thing that people were raving about. Yeah,
yeah. Although I've had iPlayer for ages with Beeplayer, which got pulled from the marketplace. It was like a really great app. It still works, but you can't get it anymore. But
well, that can't be surprising, is it?
Well,
a fairly obvious copyright issue.
It was brilliant. It basically just...
Oh, I heard that. It was just some guy in his shed. Yeah, kind of like, and it's like, videos as and when he kind of...
No. It's the whole of iPlayer. And it works exactly the same way as iPlayer works. It's absolutely fantastic. So if you haven't got Froyo and you do want to watch
Froyo.
iPlayer, then look up Beeplayer. You won't find it on the marketplace, so you'll have to find it somewhere else. But it does work. It's worked brilliantly. So there you
good.
Go.
Did you get sent a free one of those from?
It's a free app.
Free stuff.
The best free app until it did get pulled. Okay, other new things. The phone, the app launcher, and the browser now have dedicated shortcuts on the home screen. That's a sort of bit of housekeeping there, so you can
very excited about that.
That's probably the highlight for me. Better exchange support, so business wise. The LED flash can now be used for videos.
That's good.
Yeah.
That, again, isn't exactly going to help the battery life. But.
Well, it depends how long you're going to be videoing for, really.
Hours.
Yeah, okay. This is quite nice. You can use the phone as a Wi-Fi hotspot use it for USB tethering.
That's brilliant. Well, presumably that would work with the iPad, wouldn't it? That'd be hilarious.
That would be rather
amazing. Can't do that with the iPhone. Can do that with an Android phone.
Yeah. You can support up to eight devices. Better performance. Have people noted this?
Well...
Isn't it? Google said something like, oh, it's 20 times as fast.
Yeah, no, I've read it was like
a very specific thing.
450% faster or something. I'd play with it. It seems the same.
It seems I don't know. Okay, there are... Mentioned some very specific kind of processes and said, look, these are now much faster, but it wasn't really clear what those...
The weather comes up in half a second quicker than it used to.
Just through swiping across and stuff, it seems pretty similar.
You can install apps to the SD card, which I guess is handy if you've kind of got limited memory.
That is quite good.
No, that's very handy, because the phone onboard memory is minute.
Mm. Yeah, I've only had mine a few months, and I've already got to the point where I've had to delete some apps to put new ones on, so that is quite
so you're
useful.
Happy with that? Okay.
That must... I mean, I think I'd go so far as to say that might have hindered some people from developing for Android.
Oh, really?
Because you can't, you know, why would really something like the TomTom app on the iPhone, that takes up
a lot of the
crap
apps
loads,
have had
I suppose
to be really small on that, and that's probably why.
So yeah. Good move.
So everyone's rather happy, unless of course you have a branded handset.
Yeah.
Like me.
There's always a fly in the ointment.
Mm. Yeah, I've been getting the lowdown on this. Vodafone are saying they'll have it ASAP.
It's nice of them.
Which could mean anything.
Yeah, exactly.
O2 are saying several weeks. Again, quite vague.
Several could mean 56.
We've pinned T-Mobile down a bit more. Next month. So sometime in September.
Yeah.
Orange are saying 4 weeks. And that was 4 weeks from... Saturday,
so it's also next
I guess.
So. Well, Orange and T-Mobile should now be
pretty much in sync
with everything they do because they're going to be the same company.
Three are saying end of the summer. So I don't know what's
3 weeks ago.
They're all pretty much taking their time, basically, aren't they?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But then, I mean, what the hell is it on branded handsets anyway? What, so they have to update the bloody wallpaper or whatever, or like whatever stupid thing they put in mess up your browser? Like.
Presumably, if they know when Google are going to do it, you'd thought they've had time in advance to kind of get it ironed out.
To me, it's just all the more reason to just unbrand your handset and, you know, break it. Get it direct.
Void your warranty. Well, no, I completely
not
agree.
Not the void warranty bit, but yeah, it's sort of just root it and start again.
It just makes me wonder what kind of nefarious shit these the providers are putting on these handsets.
Speaking of which, people are pretty unhappy with Vodafone because they did get an update. It just wasn't the update they were hoping for. Did you see this tweet from Brad Shores?
Yeah, no, well. Well, I've got a Vodafone Zara. I haven't had this update, but everyone seems to be livid about it.
Yeah, okay. So
turd pie was the
we were alerted to this because Brad Short sums it up rather nicely. He said, I got stung with the branding update. You expect Froyo, but you get Turd Pie. And Turd Pie is basically that Vodafone, when the Desire launched, they hadn't got all their 360 nonsense ready for it.
Right.
So they've updated it now.
They're phasing
that
out.
So now you get a... Well, no, the 360 lives on as on handsets, just not dedicated handsets. So now you get a Vodafone splash screen, which, of course, everyone wants.
Mm.
And...
I'm on O2. I really would love to have a Vodafone splash screen.
Who wouldn't? And all this 360 gubbins. And people are also a bit pissed off as well because there's lots of links to adult services. Parents not very pleased about that. And it's apparently it's slowed the phone right down. So you've got this super fast gigahertz processor and it's now having to churn through all this Vodafone stuff.
But it's not, I don't think it's even that. I think the main problem is the fact that everyone was expecting Froyo.
And then you're kind of,
I've got an update. I've got, oh no, it's this crap.
Yeah, Vodafone.
But there is porn,
so there is you porn. Can so you know
accommodate. Swings, you can get on with that for a month.
Swings and roundabouts. 360 porn. Yeah, links to
adult services. Expression used.
Vodafone says it gives customers access to Vodafone 360 products and services, which brings the experience on the Desire in line with other devices supplied by Vodafone. This means that customers have the choice to use 360 services as they wish to. By that last sentence, you'd think, oh, great, well, if I don't want to use 360, I can get rid of it.
Yeah.
No. It's not currently possible for the customizations to be uninstalled from the device.
Yay.
Oh.
Dear, oh, dear.
Yeah, lots of unhappy people. Samsung, incidentally, they're not going to have any of this nonsense of waiting for the networks. They have said this week that its 2.2 update for the Galaxy S is in development and will be released for all networks at the end of September. So once it comes out, it'll be available for everyone, which is really a much better way of doing it.
I think that's a canny move, because the Galaxy S, that people seem to be going mad for that. I would get, like, we seem to have more emails about the Galaxy S than anything else. Mainly, it has to be said, saying, why are you ignoring the Galaxy S? Are you biased against it? Because we only gave it 4 stars or something.
Yeah.
It's like number 4 in our was top 10 smartphones.
It's
really nice
of,
phone, but it's...
It's kind of passed me by, the Galaxy S. Was this the one we had in not so long ago? It was nice and all.
It's the Barda one, isn't it?
But it just
no, that's the Wave. I think the Wave has maybe not been quite the success that Samsung were hoping
for. Right, maybe that's what I was playing
with. No, but the Galaxy S is really nice. It's kind of ugly, as a lot of Samsung phones are, but it's...
No, this does sound like
it's
the one
a decent platform for Android.
Right.
But for some reason, this is the one that everybody's buying.
Oh, okay.
It seems, or at least everybody is emailing me about.
Right. Samsung, good mate, you know. Nothing wrong with them.
Well, reliable, yes. Yeah, yes.
I think it's probably because the menus on it kind of look identical to the iPhone. I think that's probably why a lot of people are buying it, because they think, I can get an iPhone without having to pay 100 quid.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fair enough. I mean, yeah. No? That's the thing, but there's loads of like iPhone alternatives that are really good.
This is it. Android outselling iPhone, as in the OS is outselling iPhone OS in the States.
Yeah, it must be.
It's gone up 868% or something ridiculous since last year.
Yeah, no, I can't say that's a surprise.
Yeah,
200,000 handsets.
Do you know what the best selling smartphone platform is, Duncan?
In the world, it's still Symbian.
It is, yeah.
It's extraordinary, but there it is.
Android is registering 200,000 new users a day. Symbian's registering 300,000.
I know. Well, I don't know. What can you say?
It's because it's all on a load of mid end handsets, isn't it? So. Yeah, they sell more of them. It's not necessarily better.
I think a lot of people are just really stupid and just ill-informed.
Well, they probably don't buy a T3, do they? They deserve what they get.
Hopefully they don't listen to this podcast either.
Good. Anyway, there's plenty more news to get through. So let me say, here is the news. Yes, looks like a Wii 2 is on the way. Main man Satoru Iwata says Nintendo is studying and developing the next console to Wii, but isn't giving too much away in case rivals nick its ideas.
Meanwhile, Kinect's been having teething problems. It's been on show at Hong Kong Animation Festival, but froze mid-game as two models attempted to demonstrate the upcoming Kinect Sports. Apparently, the camera flashes and the models standing too close together didn't help.
I had no problem with them standing too close together. We've seen the 3DS. Now get ready for the 3D phone. Sharp's prepping a 3D mobile that'll be here by the end of the year.
Sharp's already got form on Pocketable 3D after supplying the screens for Nintendo's portable Sharp's... Sorry. Sharp's confirmed it'll have twin lenses for 3D snaps and it'll be available outside Japan, but hasn't said what OS it'll be packaging.
got there in the end. And if you're still saving up for an iPad, there may be an easier way. Just get yourself elected to Leicester Council.
It's brought four of the Apple tablet. I can't speak today, sorry. It's brought four of the Apple tablets for its councillors and is planning to roll them out for all 54 of employees. If the trial goes well, it'll cost ratepayers around £40,000, but the council says it could save £90,000 worth of paperwork.
Well, there we go.
It could.
I don't think I'm not sure councillors are technically employers. You do have to get elected, sadly, to get an iPad.
I was in two minds about that story because firstly I thought, oh yeah, that is pretty outrageous waste of taxpayers' money. But then I thought, actually, the iPad isn't that expensive, so maybe it's the same as them all having laptops. But then I thought, no, but surely they've already got laptops, haven't they? So they just want an iPad on top of that.
They all like playing the little table hockey game.
I was like mentally swinging between greedy bastards and
because it was kind of like, why should they get an iPad? My thought process was more, why should they get an iPad? But then again, actually, when you saw them using it and they didn't have to give them this womp of paper for each meeting, it kind of made sense.
So £40,000 worth of paper is a lot of paper.
You know, in a kind of Daily Mail way, it just sort of galls. That's the thing.
Why couldn't... Because this is what I thought was like, if they must have new technology, why don't they just get, I don't know, like a sort of 150 quid netbook each? As opposed to a... And what model of iPad are they getting? This is the other question. I mean, are they getting the 64 gig Wi-Fi plus 3G one? No, they're pretty expensive.
Yeah, I mean, there are netbooks and things out there that are better for productivity than an iPad.
Okay. Yeah, because they have keyboards and things, and you can plug other things into them and what have you. Right, I'm not knocking the iPad.
They did
as such,
come up with very lots of valid reasons for all these.
And what was the council again?
Leicester.
Yeah, because last time I was in Leicester, it didn't strike me that it was in such a beautiful state that it would be a great use of their kind of ratepayers' money to
get
it.
They've got a lot of like iPad shaped potholes.
And they're very sturdy iPads, yeah. So you could just fill the...
brilliant. There we go. Anyway, time to see what you've been tweeting to T3DOTCOM, Duncan.
Your iPad faux pas. No, that's the... Where is it on the script?
Honestly, it's the bit...
Here it is.
Where it says Duncan.
Lots of praise for Froyo.
Oh, really? Duncan has there been?
Mr. Froyo. Darren Madur says, iPlayer works perfectly on my design now. Everything is quick and just works better. Not that it wasn't great before. Hmm. He's a happy chap, isn't he?
He is.
Colin PN says, is this still me? Yeah,
yes.
Colin PN says, Froyo on my HTC Desire running superbly. BBC iPlayer running full screen is stunning. Loads of other improvements under the skin.
Luke, what have you got?
There's been a mixed reaction to the new BlackBerry OS with Cardiogram tweeting, there's nothing that distinguishes this from Android and iOS. Dull hardware and bad software equal doom for RIM.
Doom.
Doom for RIM.
Adam, with a defense.
But Johnny W23 says, tied into my 3 contract till next year, but it's good news that BB6 will be available for the bold 9700. Yay. Torch does look good. I added the yay bit.
Yeah. Added excitement. Torch does.
There was an exclamation mark, so I embellished.
We'll talk about Torch in a bit, so I won't dwell on whether it really does look good. Not much love, though, for our Kinect story. Xbox UK. You act like you didn't know that products have bugs right up until release. The thing isn't finished yet. Slow news day, huh? While Buses Running Threes, excellent username, says, well, there's a mountain out of a molehill for you. Pick up your standards, T3, or you'll be on for a Duncan rant. Models can never play games.
I did wonder if the reason it didn't work out was something to do with the models having to move and speak simultaneously or something.
I'm pretty sure it was the models. I think it was the fact that models
and breathe.
The models couldn't
chew gum. And
I think it was because the models couldn't read English. Because if you look, they start off and they're stood right next to each other, and on the screen it's saying "move left" to the person who's on the left. You are too close to the person next to you. Just move across a little bit, and then it'll
work. It was telling them to move.
Yeah, so
she kind of moved a bit, and the move left instruction went away. And then they started moving, and then she got too close again, and it stopped. And it started saying again, "move left." So I think basically it was just that they couldn't read English.
Or couldn't read.
Or possibly couldn't read.
It should have shouted, "move left!" That sounds like a bit of a flaw, though, to me. That's basically saying, if people get too close together, it ceases working and you have to be told not to. Shouldn't they?
Yes.
Well, maybe in the long term, this will cease to be a problem, and they'll hone the software so that people can be as secure as they want.
They were like touching, so that, you know. So if they, when she moved a few centimeters, the message went away. So
models touching.
Yeah.
Well, but what I don't understand about that, well, both of them were basically saying we were making a mountain out of a molehill or whatever. But surely all we did was just report what happened, didn't we? Because you wrote this, didn't you, Luke?
I did write it, yeah.
You didn't go, rubbish. My suggestion is you all buy a Sony instead or anything like that. You just said what happened, didn't you?
I even mentioned that when I used Kinect, we had a different fault.
Right. Oh, there we are. That's very magnanimous.
I'm not sure that helps. Never mind.
A lesser fault.
Yeah.
It was just the one fault, though. For after a couple of days of playing it, there was only the one thing where you had to clap to start a game and the clapping wouldn't register, but
it's a bit of like shameless journalistic self-promotion. If you are interested in Kinect, there's a feature just gone up on t3.com all about the innards and how
it
works.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
Did you write
it's
that?
It's been laid bare. Yeah. There
it'll be good then.
Yeah, definitely. Excellent. Okay, who has a gadget of the week?
Well, nobody, but we're doing the...
What? Oh, hold on. I was expecting someone to be wheeled in dramatically.
No.
That skateboard again, if you
want. Yeah, we got all the excitement out of the way last week with the skateboard. But Luke and Adam...
Oh, yes.
...are... this is such a young team all of a sudden. It's like the average age of the people doing this podcast has plummeted by about 20 years.
This is more Luke than me. I don't really know that much about it.
Okay, Luke. Over to Luke. Luke, what have you got for us?
The BlackBerry Torch.
Yes, you see. I did promise we'd come onto this.
Yes.
You've handled it then, have you?
Yeah, I went down to the unveiling in London.
Okay, and was your breath taken away as the shroud came off?
Not especially, no. We were watching a live stream from America, and just as the man on the screen was about to pull the phone out of his pocket, it cut. Oh. It just froze. So we missed the name, we missed the handset, and it started as he was putting it back in his pocket.
Nice.
It was probably about 40 minutes after about everyone on the internet had heard about it.
Right.
Us so at the event
did,
found
you,
out the
you
name.
You did see it in the end, did you?
Eventually, yeah.
Okay,
and then
good.
After that, we got a bit of hands-on time with them.
That is a massive fail, isn't it? Really?
Let's perhaps deal with the new OS first. Any good? Is it catching up with Android or overtaking them or iOS?
It's definitely an improvement for BlackBerry, but it still doesn't have that killer factor that's going to take it to the top of the market.
See, I was wondering about this because my wife used to use BlackBerry and she really loved it. She had the Storm and all this kind of stuff, and now she's got the iPhone and she hates it. And I think
because of the email,
the email problems, and just loads of other things that it just doesn't get now on the iPhone. And I kind of think if BlackBerry moved too far away from their traditional menu structure and a kind of a file format almost, then its traditional users aren't going to go, well, this isn't BlackBerry anymore, and
I know.
Go.
Well, I'd agree
and
with that.
And they're not necessarily going to bring over a load of Android and iPhone users who are pretty much probably
wedded
to the
system. No, that's true. Except, I agree with that completely, except the Storm was a massive heap of shit, and everybody said it was a massive heap of shit, but it did sell really, really well. And that was obviously them trying to do something different, and that did seem, unless that was people who wouldn't normally buy a BlackBerry thinking, oh, I've been toying with the idea of getting a BlackBerry, this one is now more smart touchscreeny, so I'll get this. And then presumably like, oh shit, what have I done?
But she liked it.
It doesn't
really?
Seem, doesn't yeah,
it? Does
women,
seem,
eh?
I know.
Will they ever learn?
You're right though, it doesn't seem wise to try and go from being like the best thing at one thing, which is obviously like the best thing at email, to some then be like a jack of all master of none style.
Because also the new Curve is, they've completely done away with having a QWERTY. It's just, everybody knows how to use the 9-button sort of texting thing. But that, again, it just seems like it's not a BlackBerry if it hasn't got a QWERTY.
So, okay, so you've played with the OS. What's the phone? Is this their first slider?
Yes.
So, okay, so this is BlackBerry's first slider.
And it's a touchscreen and a keyboard, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's, best of both worlds, BlackBerry might say. Does it work?
It works, yeah. Once again, it's a good quality phone, but it's nothing outstanding. It's not going to take your breath away or be the next one that everyone must own.
I can see people who like BlackBerries being into it in terms of the hardware. I don't know about the operating system as such. I always find BlackBerries really weird. They always remind me, Alexei Sale made a joke years ago about if somebody in Britain had designed the Walkman, it would have been in a big teak box about kind of 12 inches across and had the had the headphones from a Lancaster Bomber. And the BlackBerry's always remind me of that. They always got like kind of a leather back and a kind of pointless little bit of kind of chrome around the edges. And they're all, you know, these, they feel really kind of, they're these, really solid and they're these, really good. But they've
these
got a real
Canadians.
Oldie worldy feel to them.
Yeah. The BlackBerry's been having a bit of a rough ride about it this week, hasn't it? In the Arab states.
Oh, that's hilarious, yeah.
Yeah, UAE is banning BlackBerry Messenger, in fact, blocking it from today. Who else? It's UAE who are going to be blocking all BlackBerry services from October. And Saudi Arabia has blocked BlackBerry Messenger from today.
Well, I hope BlackBerry don't. I mean, obviously, it's a pain in the ass for them financially. I hope they don't back down on this. Because I don't think it's the job of mobile phone manufacturers to assist repressive states in spying on their citizens. That's just me, I guess. But
I did hear one quote that they were
spit it out.
Speaking to India about, you know, making some changes now. You know, because it's one thing if UAE goes and Saudi Arabia goes, but if India goes, then they are in a bit of doo-doo. But I think they're in doo-doo anyway, pardon the expression, because you know, Dubai, a lot of business people go to Dubai, I hear, and a lot of business
A
lot of business people carry BlackBerries, and they're going to go there and find that their email doesn't work, and their messenger doesn't work, and their data doesn't work. And
but if they start changing things, like surely for one state, then everyone's going to want to tamper with it, and then surely the whole thing will go.
Yeah, well, I hope they don't back down. I mean, again, like the thing with Dubai, loads of businessmen go down there. But then that's because they always live with this kind of, they have to live with this cognitive dissonance that they're in this kind of amazing business theme park hellhole. Yeah,
people get stoned.
That actually is, you know, you get arrested for kissing somebody in a restaurant or whatever. So it's just another one to add to the list there.
Okay, so it's not going to put
God, I'm in a very progressive political mood today.
Not going to put people off BlackBerry then.
I wouldn't have thought so. No. It would put me off more if
the torch is doing that just fine for you.
I don't know. I do go to Dubai quite a lot.
And I do like to spy on people. So, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway. Okay. So thumbs up, thumbs down for the torch, or just a... All right. Yeah. Thank you. Well, if you're on Leicester Council or have forked out for an iPad yourself, you'll no doubt be wondering about the etiquette of iPad. T3 has compiled a list of do's and don'ts. Adam, what do you take from this?
Do you know what? I was on the tube this morning and there was a guy just going from platform to platform at King's Cross carrying his iPad out on like full show, and I've realised I'm probably not the best person to comment on this because I just hate everyone. The guy had done nothing wrong, but he was just a twat because he was a proper hipster.
It does infuriate people, doesn't it? There was that survey about like people found people considered people who own iPads to be kind of cruel, self-centered, obsessed with status.
Yeah, it does seem to be something conspicuous about just using it, you know?
Yeah, people. There's nothing. You can just having one out in public, I think, is the biggest don't for me.
I don't know how you can get over this.
It's a shameful thing to own, I think.
Okay, right.
As good as it is, and I'd like to be given one. There's something as like
that's quite fundamental.
It is very redolent of kind of Nathan Barley. Is this Bluetooth earpieces in?
Yeah,
kind of,
he was using it as a massive iPod Touch. He was listening to music from it and like doing this on the escalator. And I was like, don't do that.
Is this the sound?
You describing that makes me really pissed off. So seeing it.
It sounds like the kind of rage you used to get like in the 80s when people had mobile phones because you just thought, you know, just using one.
I'm on a train.
Marked you out as something.
Yes.
And it's that whole kind of thing.
Maybe that'll die off, but...
It's that whole kind of thing of Apple being cool and then now suddenly it's almost like not cool to do that. You
except,
know?
As I said at the top of the programme, now it's...
Yeah, but my
full circle.
I think Duncan's changed all that now. Yeah,
my opinions aren't in line with you, especially as I don't get any free stuff.
Well then, Dunk, your iPad... your iPad faux pas.
Well, it's almost like that, actually, but... The one from the list here, from because this is a feature on T3.com.
It's also
in the current magazine, which is
lovely.
Ships now. Is the one I agree with the most is don't put it in a case, funnily enough.
Oh, really?
Because, and the reason I can say it's one I agree with the most is because it originally said the exact opposite, and I rewrote it, so it said don't put it in a case, where it originally said do put it in a case. Because I hate, although, as you say, it is annoying to see somebody in public handling the precious thing. If the whole point of buying an Apple product is they look really nice, I've never understood the rationale behind them putting it in a case. It just seems ridiculous. Especially with an iPad, as soon as you put it in a case, it just looks like a sort of you know, a ring binder or a file of fax or something. Because well, most of the case manufacturers
given what Adam
have
says,
gone...
maybe that's maybe that's desirable.
Well, no, if it angers you any more, the guy on the tube had it in a case.
Oh, okay.
There we are, you see. Right. So the guy's a complete tosspot on every level.
Right, so he's angered both of you so far. Luke, what maketh the man when it comes to the iPad? In your opinion.
Well, again, probably following on from what Adam says, I see a lot of people on the train with them now, and they spend most of their time looking to see who's noticed them more than looking at the iPad themselves. It's kind of like the thing of, oh, if I tilt it this way, that girl over there might notice.
The glare might just blind that woman.
So we're basically saying the main etiquette point of iPads is don't own one. Or if you do own one,
don't
use it at home.
Leave it back at home.
Excellent. All right. Well, there we go. I think we've comprehensively covered that. We should just update on the awards. Votes still flooding in?
They're still going on. Well, we've had over...
Over 500,000.
We have, haven't we?
Oh, we have now.
Yes, we've cleared the half... It's like 530,000
I feel like streamers should be coming down from the ceiling and poppers going off and things. But
yes, well, they are.
Right.
Because
you're right.
This is an audio podcast.
You're right.
And people...
Ah, there they go.
They're very quiet poppers. Mm. They're like indoor fireworks. Those ones that sort of go... brown foam comes out.
Okay,
what was the question again? Yeah, they're still going.
Hit 500,000. Still time to vote.
Yeah,
still
have a month, I think.
Still and stuff. Win lots of things.
Yeah. There's a limited edition Desire, which you can now run Froyo on.
There you are.
So
because it's not locked to a network, is it?
Oh, no, it's on Orange.
Oh, well.
So within 4 weeks... No, within, but... Within by the time we give away the prize, it'll be running Froyo.
Excellent.
Mr. Froyo.
Nicely rescued. Okay, well, it's awards.t3.com to have your say on the Gadget Oscars for 2010 and win yourself lots of things. Well, that is it for this week. Remember, t3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week then, I've been Dan Maudsley and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.